Welcome to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Show, live from Ferd Sports Bar and Grill, providing a positive perspective from the peewees to the preps to the pros in Champa Bay. Now, here's your host, Mike Rickard.
The kid in sixth grade that is the center might end up being the point guard because he doesn't grow any. That's just the reality. So talk about that trip and how much fun it was, and your greatest memory of the games leading up to the championship.
Nothing beats the regional championship at St. Pete High. That was amazing. Winning and then having everyone storm the court at your own court.
So that was home court. Who'd you guys beat?
We beat Baron Collimer.
You know what? I couldn't pronounce that either. I tried to do the score.
Yeah, me neither.
It's an unusual. It's got to be somebody's last name that the school is recognized from back in the day.
Right.
But I had a hard time with that, so don't feel bad.
Probably.
I have a hard time with a lot of things on that.
What did you say, Collimer?
Hey, you don't want to hear me butcher it. It'd even be worse.
It doesn't matter, we won.
Yeah, the bottom line is you won. And did you have a good game?
Yeah, it was fun. It was awesome.
Okay, great. This is the toughest question to ask. Well, first of all, we'll do the shout-out because you won't want to talk to me after the next question. Do a shout-out to anyone?
I shout-out my sister, Meg.
Well, that's a good... Well, that's good. Now, here's the question everybody hates. Got a girlfriend? Come on, man.
No.
Good man. No girlfriend. You got plenty of time for that.
Max has a few, though.
I'll talk to Max. Don't worry. Max can speak for himself. He's got
especially
a harem. He's got a harem. He's got a lot of juggling to do.
Yeah. Ava. Make sure you ask him about Ava.
But let me say this here, though. And Ryan mentioned his sister, though. You know, but let's let it be known that she is a freshman at St. Pete High School.
Jeez.
And she qualified for state for cross country her first year going into it.
Fabulous.
Yeah. So,
and I'm a big cross country advocate. It's something you can do the rest of your life. And people don't realize that I ran track collegiately and they made me go off cross country at Western Kentucky. And I was an 880 guy, you know, 100 years ago.
Right.
440. Those are the toughest, you know, what's in the world. You run 6.2 miles,
yeah,
and your ass is getting kicked. It is, talk about mentally tough.
Right. Right.
Exactly. Well, shout out to your sister. She deserves. She's tougher than you.
Yeah,
all right. Who's this young man?
I'm Jason Hollenberg. I'm a senior.
Hi, Jason. What position do you play?
Forward center.
Forward center.
Yes, sir.
So you're versatile. Coach likes to have versatile players, utility players, if you will. So you can bang the boards like he wants you to? You look like the kind of cat that could bang the boards.
Yes, sir.
And you're going to hear about it if you don't, right?
Exactly.
All right.
You'll hear it from the sidelines.
What's your fondest memory on your en route to the state championship game?
I mean, like Ryan said, it's hands down the regional championship. Like, that's all we were looking forward to all year. Like, obviously state, but that regional championship game at home, packed house, like, everyone's there watching you, and then those final minutes and seconds in the game where you're like, oh my God, we're about to do it, we're about to win. And then our picture's going on that wall and you know we're going to states. That is just the best feeling I've ever had in high school basketball. It's something I'm never going to forget.
You never will forget it. I assure you. I'm 65 years old and I've got some fond memories. And I can't remember my name half the time. But I can tell you, to a place, you know, what happened in 1975.
Yeah.
And that's sad. You can prioritize that in your mind. But you can't remember your name. But so you're going to remember that for a lifetime. And you're going to remember all these guys.
Of course.
And here's the bizarre thing about bonding. And it starts at the top, coach instilling that in you. You guys are going to reach out to each other. You get busy lives. You live all over the country, the world, who knows. But if someone's in a jam and they reach out, everybody steps to the plate. I almost get goosebumps thinking about it. And you know for a fact that's
right.
The case in your world.
Absolutely right.
And it'll be that you're young now and think, well, yeah, he's my guy. He's got my back.
For sure.
I'm talking decades down the road. Mm-hmm. Someone gets ill, whatever the cases are. You're building memories for a lifetime. And you guys, you created some impressive, impressive ones. And that's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
How did you play in that game?
I didn't play in that game, but I was fine with that, honestly. Like,
you're a great teammate.
Yeah, I was cheering my teammates on from the side, just getting super hyped. Like, the whole bench was getting into it. And that's all that matters, honestly, as long as, like, we got the guys out there doing their thing, and then we got the other guys who are cheering them on, and I feel like that's honestly a big contribution.
That's impressive, young man. That's very honestly impressive.
And they played a big role. That was a huge role for the guys that were on the court, you know, because they were really in tune to everything that was going on.
Well, look, in practice.
Yes, yes.
That's the reality. Yes. In practice, people don't appreciate, you know, as Allen Iverson said, you know, practice. In reality, is practice where coach needs guys to step up.
Right.
Because you need 10 guys.
Exactly. You're absolutely right.
Without a shadow of a doubt.
You're right.
Yeah. All right. Shout out to anybody important. And that'll be.
Yeah. I mean, shout out Coach Blackwell for leading us this way. Shout out my teammates. Shout out my family, Rich Hollenberg, Jill Hollenberg, Brian Lindsay, my cat Paris. Shout out St. Pete.
Got a girlfriend?
No, sir. Single and ready to mingle. Ready for college, man.
My man.
Jason's going to the University of Georgia. Yes, so
sir. Gonna be a bulldog, huh?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I bet you that your Gator buddies and your Seminole buddies are happy about that.
Yeah, definitely.
They may not be talking to you, at least on those particular games.
Yeah.
Well, we're hoping that you can throw this TV up right here, because Rich Hollenberg right now is probably announcing one of those basketball games. So.
Really?
Yeah, that's his son right there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Really?
He's not doing March Madness right now. Oh, okay. He does call some college games.
How impressive. Well, guess what? You're my favorite now, because I'm going to hit you up for your father. And we're going to have an interview. We're going to have a conversation.
No, it'd be his pleasure.
I would love to. Because then we'd actually have a pro on the mic, and this mic could be kicked to the curb.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Coach, who we got? Who's this young man?
Jada Hossein. I'm a senior.
You're a senior?
Yeah.
Well, welcome to Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Welcome to Fergs. Have you guys been down here before?
Yes, sir.
Well, I figured you probably been down here a few times.
Yeah.
It's a favorite spot. I'm sad for you guys, you know, at 18 years of age, that it's not about 80-some degrees. You're not sitting out where I'm normally at. Because you have to wear shades, because there's some talent that comes by. And you guys would thank Coach for getting you down here.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I play like two guard, shooting guard.
A point guard on this team?
Yeah, he's not here. But all of them play point, though.
Yeah. And so you were a two guard. Your greatest memory as you progressed to that regional game, sounds like that was a highlight.
It got to be. Yeah, it got to be that game that they said. We was nervous, but we know we had it. So, you know, we all put together and played together and played well.
Now, can you pronounce the opponent?
Baron Collier.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, well, you might have a future as an intern with me.
No.
You can take over this mic. Baron Collier just rolled Baron out Collier. Of it, off his tongue. That was a superb job, by the way.
Yes.
You, done.
Yeah,
Baron Collier. Yeah, that's not happening. All right, you got any plans after you leave high school, if I can speak?
I'll be doing a prep year for, you know, then I'll be going to college.
See, unfortunately, back in the day, they didn't have that, but I wouldn't have had to worry about it. Now, all my kids got that opportunity, but right. I wouldn't have qualified with my GPA and my scholastic focus.
Yeah.
Anyway, so any idea where you want to go?
I like to stay in Florida.
Would you?
Yeah, I like to stay in Florida.
Well, but you're a smart man.
Yeah.
You know, when people say, in other states, they want to get that, you know, out. And I've talked to people in Florida, and they say that to me. Oh, I think I'll leave state. Well, Georgia, that's not bad. But they say, I want to get out of state. I'm like, are you nuts? I knew you grew up here, but there's other pockets that you can go go hang out in and then come home to your fam and your friends. All right. Any idea? You're doing all this prep. You're a bright kid. Any idea? And it's tough at this age. What field do you want to get into?
Probably sports medicine, you know, staying in the sports world, because, you
smart.
Know, I love it so much. So,
you know, that's the reality. A lot of people think that, you know, you got to play to participate, and Coach will get my card. I can help you there. We've got a program called Florida Rising Stars, and we get behind kids, whether you want to be in communications, replace dinosaurs like me, or you want to be in sports therapy, whatever you want to be. Those fields, and we bring professionals in, and interact with them, and I'll find out when the next event is. But you grab my card and hit me up on that. Yes. I guarantee it. It's something, and anybody wants to pursue a career in the sports world, you don't have to, you know, and the chances of being a professional are minimal, but the chances of having a great career in sport. Look at your pops. I mean, he, you know, he's broadcasting sports, and it's probably his passion and his love, and you know, it a thrill. Sure. Been doing it forever, and I got blessed later in life, started doing this 20 some years ago. Shout out to anyone, young man.
You know, Coach Blackwell, you know, my dad right there. Oh, all these guys, all these guys.
Good call.
Yeah.
Hey, get my good side, would you? There is not one, so you're in trouble there, my friend. Now, he'll tell me, girlfriend.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
He's got like that kind of hesitance will get you in trouble. You better not let them know that you. This is archived. Something like that. When Valentine's Day came by, did you something like that to anyone?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, see? Done deal. Coach, Dad, I'll talk to you after the show. We'll get some real facts. Well, thanks for coming down, but I'm absolutely serious about Florida Rising Stars.
Yes.
All right, let's put that mic over there in front of this gentleman. He's been over there quietly wondering why he came down to have an old man like me interview him. Your name, young man?
I'm Dylan Kramer, and I'm a junior.
There's your junior. Now, you look like you could bang the boards a little bit. What position do you play?
I'm a forward and center.
Forward and center?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I'd want to go down the lane with you waiting in there. Now, going way back in the day, remember the Chicago Bulls when they had their success? They never had a standout great center, but they had three guys that would take you out, the Luke Longleys of the world, in the middle. Mm-hmm. Is this your guy?
He's that guy. He's probably
he's your enforcer.
Yeah, he probably would be more or less like
Bill Laimbeer.
Detroit Pistons. Yeah,
yeah. That means you're one tough kid. Hard to say.
Yeah.
Not what I wanted to say, but yeah, that's what you are. So, your greatest memory. Being a part of this team and being, you know, essentially a rookie, a junior with another year to look forward to, and I'm sure success. Was it the regional or something else? Taking somebody out in practice. The last team I hear all they talked about with their baseball guys is taking their buddies sitting next to them. Was last week, taking them yard at practice. Yeah, that was my greatest memory. I'm like, okay, dokie.
I would definitely say my best memory is regionals as a whole, just playing with this team and all these guys. I love them. But my favorite game would definitely be regional finals because, you know, I've been dreaming of that since middle school, just having the whole student section out there storming the court. It's a great feeling.
Now, you built a program, and unfortunately, sometimes I see, you know, Spectrum, and it does, even back in my home state, that the kids in the school, there's so many, you know, entertainment options in today's world that are pulling them away. They don't attend the games like the good old days and provide that home court advantage. How are the Green Devil fans? Are the kids coming out and getting behind you?
Yeah, we have a few people who, I mean, they get big crowds to come. They go shout out.
Fabulous.
Stories, everything.
Well, that's because rich in tradition. There's a history. They know that they're coming to see some great ball players at the high school level and success. And people like to get behind winners. That's just the reality. That's why I trained this green, just for you to show. I made sure that on the tee was the same colors as the Green Devils, just so you guys know. It'll go back to blue when you leave. Anyway, your greatest memory is that. You're only a junior. Don't make any plans. Yeah, I was going to say, you got any plans for the future besides next year getting to the state championship again with Coach? And you got a good group of juniors?
We do. We started four juniors and a senior.
Oh, wow.
You know, but like I said, collectively, together, all of these guys pulled together, you know, and got the mission done.
I love that. You know, it's one reason why, even though being a big Iowa Hawkeye, I'm from there, I love Leonard Hamilton, because his model of, and this is at the highest level, and he sent two first-round draft picks 2 years ago, the NBA, and they were the sixth and seventh guy. Remember that?
Exactly.
And that's just the reality of a basketball team in today's world. You just got to keep running bodies in there, and you've got that, it sounds like, so look forward to next year. You got a shout out to anybody, young man?
I'll be
talking to you next year and often now because you're a junior.
My little sister over there, she's gonna be on here one day. She's a superstar. So
what position does she play? I hope she's not an enforcer.
She plays volleyball.
Oh, I love volleyball. Great sport. Play a little beach volleyball too. She should talk to these kids from Eckerd. Yeah, they got beach volleyball down there.
You play beach volleyball?
At Eckerd, they play.
Okay, now you play beach volleyball.
I watch it.
Okay.
What do you think I do at 65? I live on the beach. There's a game. I'm sitting there. Want me to keep score, girls? No. I don't play beach volleyball. I could make an attempt, but I do. I do love watching women's and girls fast pitch softball and volleyball. And so, good shout out. What's her name?
Tatum.
Tatum, great name. Tatum. What year? How old is she?
She's in sixth grade.
All right, Tatum. We're looking forward to having you on here in 6 years if I'm still alive. We'll get you on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. All right. Anybody else want to do a shout out to?
I'll shout out my dad too.
Well, that's a good call. Is that him here?
Yeah.
Well, you're getting that. Well, maybe him too. Anyway, girlfriend?
Not yet. No.
Well, not yet's a good answer too. You got a lot of. You're a junior. You got a lot of things that you need to get accomplished. All right. Well, thank you very much for coming down. Thank you, Tatum, for coming down. And then, last but certainly not least, this young man. Your name there, youngster?
My name's Max Litch, and I'm a senior.
You're a senior.
Yes, sir.
All right. What position do you play?
I play small forward and power forward.
Small forward, power forward.
Yes.
Which do you prefer? You really don't care. I mean,
I don't have a preference. I like both positions a lot. So.
Hey, you know one thing I forgot to ask this gang. Do you have? And I'm sorry, I'll be right back. Yeah. Multi-sport athletes. Got any of these kids?
Yes.
Basketball is pretty much a year-round deal anymore, but.
It is. But they get involved and engaged in other sports as well too.
Good.
I think I have a couple in here that play lacrosse right now. You know, as well.
That's good for the feet.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like that sport. Didn't have it up north, but it's interesting. All right, so I'm sorry to mean interrupt there, but I do that often.
It's okay.
So your greatest memory as part of this team?
I agree with everybody here. I think the regional finals was the best feeling. Feeling like the time winding down and knowing that we're going to be on that wall after 4 years of hard work was definitely an accomplishment.
Well, it's an accomplishment, and the thing that impresses me is it everyone, whether you got a lot of PT or not, you were all part of it. Coach made sure you're important cog in this machine that made it to Lakeland, and you got to feel blessed about that. You got a shout out. Well, first of all, any aspirations after your senior year? Where you're heading? What you're going to do?
So I'm debating on going to UCF, or I want to
be a knight.
Yes, or I want to go to TCC and then FSU. But
what's TCC?
A hard choice.
Remember, I'm not from here. TCC, what is that?
Tallahassee Community College.
Gotcha. Or?
Or UCF. Oh, well, it's TCC to FSU, which gets you automatically into Florida State.
Gotcha. So well, my first guest, good buddy of mine, Florida State Seminole, big alum, he you listen to him, you go to FSU.
Yes, sir.
And the owner of this place, you go to FSU. Am I right? You know Mark Bleeds, Seminole. All right, shout out.
I'd like to shout out my mom, Denise.
First one that said mom first. That's the smartest kid here. Gonna get his laundry done, yeah. Meals, anything you want. Yeah. You guys blew it.
And then my dad, James, and my sister Lauren, and then my dog Fez.
I'm sure Fez is right up against that speaker listening.
Yes.
Fez, come on, dude. Well, you know what? You can archive it and stick the headphones on Fez so he can hear your voice. He'll start barking, I suppose.
Yeah, and then Coach Blackwell, obviously, and the team. It's been a great run for 4 years. So.
All right, man. Well, I appreciate you, Coach, bringing all these guys down. But this isn't our first go-around.
Right.
We're going to bring the other boys down. I'm sorry I call you boys because I'm an old man. And we'll bring them all down.
Yes, sir.
And then we'll get everybody involved. And, you know, have an absolute blast. I enjoy these conversations. You guys tolerate me for 20 minutes. That's more than most people. And I look forward to coming to games next year.
Yes, sir. Yes, yeah. Sir. Anytime, please.
All right.
More than welcome.
All right. Well, that's the Green Devils, and they've got a superb mentor who's been 22 years?
22.
Yeah. 22 years as the man with the plan for St. Pete High. Right. I appreciate it, gentlemen.
We appreciate it, and we just want to say thank you, you know, to, you know, St. Pete High School, our fans. You know, we mentioned, you know, the six man, and they show up every game, you know. But, again, I want to thank these young men here as well, too, because it's all about them as well. And, you know, you mentioned the memories, and I go back and I say I think my best memory with these guys was day one when they walked in, because you could see, you know, the enthusiasm that they had to be a part of St. Pete basketball.
And they knew that it was going to be something special. And, you know, as we said, You're creating memories for a lifetime, and that's the beauty of it.
Amen. Thank you.
All right, Coach. Thank you. Look forward to seeing you guys again.
Thanks so much.
I don't see you. Good luck in life.
Thank you, sir.
You're all good looking. You're articulate. You know, you'll be just fine.
Thank you.
And you still got work to do. You're a rookie. You're
one
junior.
More year.
Yeah. I can't give you any love yet. But good luck in life, guys.
Thanks so much.
All right.
Thank you.
I love those conversations, and I'll tell you what. You know, the one thing, I'll throw a little humor into this. The one thing about what I'm doing these days is flip-flopping from on the tee, which you get a six-minute break, to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection is restroom breaks. That's all I'm going to say. But I'm going to grind it out for another 25 minutes because I've got it. You think I'm crazy. This next guest, I love his energy. He's a typical wrestler. They typically provide me with a lot of conversation about nothing but wrestling. They love it. This guy loves it. It's Coach Goog. I'm going to give him a shout right now. And he's down in Bradenton. He is in the Wrestling Hall of Fame. And I'm looking to forward to his conversation because he's also a recognized football official. He's done state championships across Florida. He'd be an NFL ref if he...
What's up, buddy?
Well, I'm just giving you all this love because so you better live up to the billing, my man. And you certainly do. I appreciate you coming on board. Now let me see if I pronounce your name properly. Andrew Anthony Guglielmini.
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 It's like I'm a mean.
Mamma
guy.
Mia. Gotcha. I'm sticking with Coach Goog. How about that?
There you go. Should I kick off the radio I got on here?
Yeah, you're probably better off doing that, and it's archived, so you'll be able to listen to it and see how we stumble, fumble, and bumble for the next 20 some minutes and have a lot of fun, which I'm looking forward to having you on quite often because there's so many topics. I just got done talking to St. Pete High, and I love the Prep Connection segment. So we're gonna get you to bring some high school wrestlers up here and talk about the passion that you've had for that for 30 years.
Yes, sir.
And let's go back to where you grew up and how you got to where you are right now. And, you know, 3 decades of coaching and refereeing and wrestling as well as refereeing in football. And that might be a topic for another day because we might not get through wrestling.
Yeah.
So let's start with your upbringing.
Thank you, first of all, for having me on. I appreciate it. Anytime to get the word out about our great sport and what we do is much appreciated. But I grew up in New Jersey. I'm a Jersey boy. So
can't tell that.
I was raised in Netcom, New Jersey. So I was there, came down here for a brief stint in 4th and 5th and 6th grade, and then moved back up there. And then finally my mama, when I was in 10th grade, it was 1983, we decided to come down here to Florida. She wanted to be near her sister. So we came down here and... we moved to Palmetto, sunny Palmetto, Florida, and they didn't have a wrestling team at Palmetto, Florida, so I had to go in front of the superintendent of schools and get what I considered a first school choice kid in Manatee County history. They allowed me to go across the bridge to Manatee High School just because Palmetto didn't have a wrestling team, so that's what I did, and here, since 83 to 2022, the rest is history, as they say. I'm still at Manatee High.
Well, talk about wrestling in the state of Iowa. I mean, in the state of Florida, because coming from Iowa.
Well, Iowa, too, now.
Yeah. That's our sport there. You know, Dan Gable, I used to be the promoter for the Dan Gable Classic. We sell out our state championship every year. You know that with your relationship with Murph.
Des Moines is a beautiful place.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
It's great to hear a Floridian say that because I say it way too often, I'm sure, for my audience, but it's great to hear that. So let's talk about wrestling in the state. And did a lot of it, Coach, start because all these Northerners migrated down here, or was it already a presence? It just didn't seem like a fit. It's kind of like hockey evolved down here.
You're right on. Our wrestling is as good as anybody, but it doesn't have the depth. It doesn't have the twos and threes and fours deep, because we don't have the generation after generation here in Florida of wrestling families and wrestling folk. But you were right on with the people moving down every day. But there's 1,000 people moving to Florida, and a lot of them are wrestlers or wrestling coaches. And over the last 15 to 20 years, our sport has gotten better and better and better. We go to, you know, we're one of the top 10 in the nation, I would say, as far as all the states. We are right there. Our number ones can go with anybody's number ones, but we just don't have the depth. I mean, think about it. You could play football and baseball and golf, outdoor sports year-round pretty much here, right? So we don't have to get stuffed into a gym, you know? We don't have to get stuffed into a gym during the winter. So we're on delay?
No, we're not on delay.
Okay.
My producer was bugging me because you sounded exciting, and I don't have speakers here in my Ferg's indoor clubhouse, but I'm working on that one step at a time, and I wanted to make sure that you sounded good first. I'm just kidding you.
That's awesome.
You are awesome.
I appreciate it. But no, we're wrestling in Florida. The biggest thing we're missing, over the last 10 years, we've added several college programs, but there's no D1 programs. We need a Division I program wrestling in the state of Florida. Think about all those Iowa boys that would like to get out of Iowa and come down to Florida State or to USF or to UCF. I mean, it would be awesome. So that's really what we're missing right now in order to make us just go through the roof as far as one of the top 5 states in the union instead of just one of the top 10.
Well, let me ask you that. Ask you this. Are the numbers there to justify a Florida State or even, a, you know, start with a USF or UCF and they could build a program and become the powerhouse in the state and build that pipeline, especially with guys like you and the relationships up north and the Murphs of the world. And there isn't a kid that would come down here if he couldn't go to an Iowa or a Penn State or an Iowa State or Minnesota. If he couldn't go there and you gave him the option to come into Orlando or Tampa or Tallahassee, like you said, they're coming down in a heartbeat.
Without a doubt. And we have some coaches also. We have some coaches that are assistant coaches or head coaches in the Division I at some very top programs. That if, in a heartbeat, I would imagine they would love to come back to their home state and start a D1 program. Jared Frayer, he's an Olympian. He's from Clearwater Countryside High School. He's at Virginia Tech right now, and he would do an amazing job as a head coach. But their head coach at Missouri, Brian Smith, went to St. Thomas Aquinas, and he's been at Missouri. Missouri's one of the top 5 programs in the nation year in, year out. There's plenty of coaches that would love to head that up. The biggest part of that, though, is always Title IX, and you have to have an equal counterpart for the women, which now the fastest growing sport in America is women wrestling. So you just add a men's and a women's sport, and boom, there you go. I think it's very feasible now.
You know, covering sports in Iowa for about 20 years, and I hate to tell you this, and I think I mentioned my background was boxing. And when we went and we were basically at that time, 2002, 2003, we were forced to have women's boxing. And I just wasn't digging it. Just, you know, I have a daughter, and I wasn't into it. And then when I was covering the sports and wrestling brought girls into the boys' world at Iowa, that was very controversial, and I certainly did not think highly of that. Well, that's because I'm a dinosaur, and now times have changed, and it's great to see that they have women's teams competing against each other. That these girls had a love for the sport, and they had to wrestle boys and vice versa, and boys didn't want to wrestle girls. Think, you know, they were brought up not to harm women. It was a dicey situation for quite some time there, Coach.
Right. Well, it's like I said, it's the fastest growing sport. And the FHSAA, Florida High School Activity Association, just this past year, they created women's wrestling as a sport. So we had our first state championship officially this past just a week ago, and we had one of our Manatee High wrestlers, Bailey Boom Boom Catlett. She made it to the state tournament, and she lost in the blood round. But what an adventure, and what a beautiful thing to see women, girls, wrestling girls, and having something on the line for it finally.
Boom Boom.
Very dicey thing when girls wrestle boys, because it's a no-win situation for the boys.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? I didn't care for that. But right. Boom Boom's her tagline. I like that.
I gave her a little nickname. I'm sure you did.
Coach Goob calls her Boom Boom. Well, I don't know if I'd want my daughter coming home. Hey, guess what Coach Goob calls me? Boom Boom.
Listen, she is a cheerleader. She's a volleyball player. She plays. She's currently involved in beach volleyball. She weightlifts. She came out and said, "Hey, I want to try it out this year," and she did. And she was her and Abby Owen was another one. She was very successful for us this year, and we were very happy to get women's wrestling off the ground. And it's an official sport at Manatee High School, and we're looking for greater things next year. I want to have at least 10 on the team. You know, we got to grow it. We got to grow the sport, because it's going to end up being what saves our men's wrestling.
You're listening to Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. We're live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill right down here in the heart of Tampa Bay. I want to recognize our affiliates on our Tantalk. And, of course, we're streaming live on RadioSt.Pete.com. And we've got our platform, Hoovy.tv. But WTANAM 1340 and 106.1 FM. That's Clearwater, St. Pete, Tampa. WZHR AM 1400, 104.3 FM. And WDCF AM 1350 and 102.3 FM. Reaching from Brooksville down to the Sunshine Bridge and all of Pinellas County, Tampa to Lakeland, north of Zephyr Hills. And as I mentioned, streaming on RadioSt.Pete.com as well as TantalkRadio.com. And nice conversation. Finally get to talk a little wrestling. Somebody down here that I discovered through my buddy Murph, who's been on the show. Crazy Murph. Crazy Murph. You gotta love Murph, Coach.
I'm gonna spend. We're sharing a hotel room here. We're going to Detroit for the NCAA championships next Wednesday, and I've done it before, and I can't believe I'm doing it again. But yes, we're gonna share a room along with two other dudes, and we're gonna have an amazing guys' weekend.
That's scary.
Detroit City.
That's scary. Wrestling and fellas out on the loose. And your lovely bride giving you a pass, huh?
I'm blessed. I've got one of the coolest and most beautiful and wonderful wrestling wives in the business. She goes to all the tournaments. She helps cook food. She's the team mom. Lisa, shout out to Miss Lisa. Google Amini, she does an amazing job connecting with these kids and helping out with anything. She's amazing, and she's very, very easy on the eyes as well.
Well, you obviously outkicked your coverage, as they say, and
no doubt about that.
and Murph with Dr. DeLynn as well. Hey, all right, so now let's transition, and you know, back in the day, I did love the fact that I was introduced to Dan Gable, and he took a liking to me without any knowledge of the world of wrestling, and I promoted the Dan Gable Classic and that rich tradition. And then, of course, I know the Brands brothers, that they're the coaches at the University of Iowa. Cale Sanderson left Iowa State for greener pasture and built Penn State. You know, that's a collegiate level, and those are extremely successful programs. And I'm sure that you use those as models often for your up-and-coming kids, because you sent, 14 kids to the state championships?
The most we've ever sent, actually, has been 11. This year, we sent four this year. This year was a down year for us, but the Gable and the Iowa style fits in beautifully with what we do at Manatee. We're tough, and we just like their coach, we're tough, and the kids, they fight, and they're not going to give up. Talking about Iowa, I one of Iowa's biggest fans and a very good friend of Dan Gable is Coach Ron Jones, who passed away about a month ago. Today, this afternoon, is his celebration of life. And
there'll be some tough guys there.
Yeah, every summer, Coach Jones would pack a van full of kids and go up to Iowa for their camps. He was a huge Hawkeye fan, and today we're going to celebrate his life and remember one of the greatest coaches to ever step on a wrestling mat in Florida history.
Well, you're well on your way to that same recognition. You're in the Hall of Fame. But your world isn't just wrestling. You're a busy guy. You also are an accomplished official, high school football official. Let's talk about that, because we know that in this state, between football and baseball, it's a tussle on which one's number one. But football, I think, reigns king these days. And you've got to have an absolute blast being an official, and you got to be in superb shape as well.
I've got the best seat in the house on a Friday night. Of course, we do some JV stuff on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and even some Pop Warner on Saturdays. But on Friday nights, I don't want anybody to know this, but I would do it for free. I mean, I'm out there. I've got the best seat in the house. I got my white hat on. I'm in charge of a crew. I typically have one of the strongest crews in the state, because we want to do things right. But we're out there this past year. I was on the IMG field. IMG was ranked number 2 in the nation, and they were against St. Francis from Maryland, I believe, number 6 in the nation. And I'm going, look at this. I'm out on the field. There's more scouts on the sideline than you've ever seen. There was 50 scouts on the sideline. And it's just crazy. I mean, it's football at the highest level. And here it is right in our backyard in Bradenton at IMG. And I'm out on the field in charge. It's a beautiful thing. I enjoy it. I love the hard hitting, which some of that's being taken away from us every year with additional rules. But, safety has to come first, and that's our job. But I so enjoy getting out on the field. And it does. It does make you stay in good shape. And you get to meet so many great people through sports. And that's one of the best things about sports, in my opinion.
You know, Mark Ferguson, and you said you've been to Ferg's, and I'm going to have you come up and join me, and then you and I will have a bite and a beverage. And before a ball game. And I tell you what, when I looked down there at IMG, and Murph had told me his son's involvement down there as well, and you know, he's going to USF. That game that you did might have even been nationally televised. I don't think people realize that's the caliber of kids that down at IMG if they don't pay attention to the high school sports world. But talk about that facility. Is it just phenomenal?
It's greater and bigger than Disney World. It's unbelievable. It goes from 34th Street West all the way, stretches all the way out. They just, I believe, purchased more land all the way out to 75th Street. That's, 40 blocks. Then it spreads, north to south, probably another 20 blocks. It's just huge. And everything is top of the line. You have Gatorade in there. They have a friggin' a lab on campus constantly trying to make Gatorade better. And let me tell you, it works, because during the games, we'll see the visiting team stop the action, come on out, they're cramping. Very, very rarely do you see any IMG guys cramping. So, it's definitely, they've got it down. Gatorade works. I can't believe I'm doing an ad for Gatorade.
Well, now I'm going to hit him up now to promote my prep connection, because we just talked high school wrestling and we talked high school basketball. So
you got to pay the bills.
Yeah, exactly. And I had Gatorade up north, so I got to get Mark Ferguson on getting me Gatorade down here for a sponsor, my friend. Well,
I'm sure we can do that.
Now, as
I have a couple other guys I want to get you hooked up with. I want to get you hooked up with Dan Ward. He's online. He does some podcast stuff. And then Ricky Marcus also does the same thing with the Florida Wrestling Room online on Facebook. They do some interviews and they do some stuff. Definitely want to get you hooked up with those guys. And we want to get you some funding, too. We want to make this thing blow up here. We want this to be something bigger than it already is. Let's just say that.
Well, we got a long ways to go. We've got a long ways to go, but we did it up north, and we're going to do it here. And we will include those podcasts into our Hoovy.tv as we add content down the road. And I want to make sure wrestling is a big factor. I'm going to start bringing boxing into it. I got back into the boxing world a few weeks ago, and I want to see the Sweet Science succeed.
Hey, now, I've thrown the gloves on before. I fought in two tough man contests down here.
I used to put
Robart. And listen, I wasn't a boxer, but I was a fighter. And I always won until I got to the semis both years. I won my first three or four fights. And then I get to the guy that knew what he was doing, and he just boxed my head off. He ruptured my eardrum, matter of fact. One time I got knocked down 8 times, and me being the dummy that I am, I kept getting up, right? And here's my corner man, Mike Hennessy, and my brother Jack Guglielmini, and they're in the corner with a 7-7 in their hand, okay? Yeah. Not a Gatorade. They got a mixed drink, and they're like, stay down, stay down. I'm like, no, I can't stay down. I get up and get knocked down again. The guy that beat me up, his name is Tony Spain, and he runs a gym in Sarasota, and I'm sure we can get him involved and get him on your show. He turned pro, and now he runs a gym down in Sarasota.
Well, I'd love to do that. And you just brought back a memory. I used to be the promoter for Tough Man. I saw a lot of goofballs like you that should have stayed down. Yeah. In fact, I'd like them to stop them many times. All right, my friend. Well, I'm looking forward to further conversations. Make sure you and Murph take bail money before you go up to Detroit.
We're going to call you to get us out.
Yeah, I look forward to the stories there. But more importantly, on a serious note, I look forward to us building that relationship, talking the great sport of wrestling, and expanding that footprint here on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection.
I really appreciate that. I want to give a quick shout-out to all my coaches at the club level and at the high school level, Coach Lukens, Bobby Latessa, Mike Latessa, Brian Johnson, Derek Del Porto, Eddie Craig, Ryan Craig, Pete Garcia. It doesn't just go with me. There's so many people, so many parents, all the great parents that are involved in Manatee Wrestling, all their big sponsors at Perkins and Browns and Sons, Hennessy Construction, Terry Chow. Man, we don't do it one person, and you know that. It takes a lot. And then last but not least, Matt Gilbert from Resolite has been a huge help this year, and we really appreciate him. Resolite, the best mats in the business.
All right, Coach Goog, I'll talk to you soon, and be safe, and appreciate thanks for joining me.
Thank you very much. I look forward to doing it again.
All right, man. Talk about energy, Ray Kennedy.
He said he was a fighter.
Oh, my word.
He said he's a fighter. He said he got knocked down and got back up 7 times. That's what a fighter does. You just keep getting up. You don't know enough to stay down.
So how you doing, brother?
I'm good. How you doing today?
Well, you know, I almost needed you to finish the show here because, you know, when you sit down here at about 10:59.
It's been a long morning, hasn't it?
It's a long morning, and plenty of
agua. Oh, you gotta go, yeah.
So I will figure this out eventually.
Well, throw it over to me. I can carry
this. I'm good. I'm not gonna whip out. We got 14 minutes, but I do want to throw it out to you.
If I see a puddle, I'm gonna.
don't worry. I'm good to go. That's mine. I don't want to do that. Anyway, Ray Kennedy, here in Weekly here, and. Cup of Ray does a superb job in the Bucks report, and what have you been up to all week? What's happening out there that you need to let the audience know?
Well, I'll tell you what, I did a show here last night, and we had some of the, because we have the SEC regionals going on over there at the Amalie Arena, and I was over here setting up my show. It was about 9, and I kept hearing this large group of girls, women. They were all CATS, 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 CATS.
Kentucky fans.
Kentucky Wildcats. And I'll tell you what, though, I was during my show, and anyone wants to go out there, check my Facebook page. I shared the show. I don't know the timestamp, but they came on with me, and they were just real excited. They're Wildcats. One, they play again today at 3, but thing I like about it is that I told them, I said, that's what you get down here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. There's a television for every event. There's a room for every television. And, you know, they were enjoying their game, and we had other games, and we had light or hockey games.
94 televisions down here, my friend.
And they were having a great time, and what a great group. And, you know, and now that the Gators are pretty much out of it, I'll wish the Cats a little bit of luck.
Well, I went to Western Kentucky, so I don't really care for the Wildcats.
No, I can see in your face.
Yeah, and I had some bad memories of running track over in Lexington. But gorgeous city, and I met Coach Cal in Calipari, and that's another story. Okay, now, we do have to touch a little bit about this Deshaun Watson.
We have to, yes.
What your thoughts after basically no criminal charges, and you explain the rest of the story to our audience that loves to hear Buck's updates.
Well, and the thing is, you know, the grand jury comes back, absolutely no indictments on the kid. But he still has 22 civil suits he has to deal with. So at this point, and I posed this question last night, I believe the NFL may be in a position where they're not probable. This kid may not be looking at any suspension at all because he was, you know, there was no grand jury indictments. The NFL's had their investigation. So obviously, because the Bucks were one of the teams that he has a no-trade clause, and the Bucks were one of the teams that he had mentioned, oh, I wouldn't mind going to Tampa Bay. Suddenly it became, you know, an applicable thing for Bucks fans to be talking about last night. But, you know, I still think it's Blaine Gabbert and Kyle Trask, Mike. I think you got to go with the kids that know the offense already.
Well, I know that, but as they said today, I listened to a show coming in, Bruce Arians, he doesn't want to rebuild. Bruce Arians is a plug-and-play. Let's get it done. They did it with Brady. They just did it in L.A. I think that's the trend right now. There's conversations about trading a couple number ones and Mike Evans. That's not going to happen. A couple number ones and Vita Vea. That could potentially happen, but they just reconstructed his deal. Your thoughts?
Well, Mike Evans comes from Texas. He grew up in Texas, played college in Texas.
You want to go play for Houston right now? I don't think so.
No, I'm not saying, well, if he gets traded, they have a choice. But the thing is, he's going for his ninth 1,000-yard season. The kid's already got 1 foot in the Hall of Fame as a Buccaneer, of course. But the Buccaneers just franchised Chris Godwin this week, and they're giving that kid $20 million. And a lot of people pose that in this offense, that receiver over the middle and what a Chris Godwin, Mike Evans is a phenomenal receiver, and Bucks fans
love him. He's 31 years old.
He's still got game, and he's still the best 50-50 throw in the NFL. You throw the football up his direction,
he's getting it.
Win it. He's a basketball player.
Well, he's 6'4", isn't he?
Yeah, and he initially played power forward. That's actually what I think, and he's actually said himself, if I wasn't in the NFL, I think I probably would be in the NBA, and I have no trouble thinking he wouldn't.
Without a shadow of a doubt. Okay, here's the story of the week, though.
Uh-oh, here it comes.
Well, it's simple. Rays.
Yes.
I got the schedule ready.
Yes.
I know I'm going to be working my tail off here at Ferg's.
Yes.
And I'm looking forward to the 8th. That's opening day down here against the Orioles.
Orioles, yes. I saw it. Look, the first thing I did was going to schedule.
3 o'clock.
Yes.
And then that next Saturday, you and I will have to be geared up and ready to roll. It's a 1:10 first pitch. And Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection is a madhouse then.
Yes.
It's a lot of fun. You're interacting. The stuff you like to do.
Yes, and I'm actually in the works to try to have an opening day show down here. Of course, it's on Bucks.
We will.
But we'll have the show, and it's because here's the thing. Coming down, Ferg's, I remember back when, before Ferg's was even here, it was Hot Corner Pizza, it was the stadium, it was called the Florida Suncoast Dome or whatever, and you couldn't get mugged down here. But you come down here to Ferg's, you started off with the Best of the Bay wings and a burger and some fries, have a beer or two, you take the underneath tunnel, you cross the street, you go watch the Rays game. It's literally become, you know, the two of those together, that's what makes a baseball game so much fun.
You know the thing about looking at this 2022 schedule, though? A lot of people aren't going to be that impressed with some of the series we have.
Nice.
You start out with Baltimore, then you got the A's. I'm a purist. I like that. You got Boston 3 days. This is April. Then you got Seattle, Minnesota. You know, you're not going to have a lot of fans.
Right.
You got Boston again in July. Baltimore again. Cleveland again. Cleveland. Then you got Toronto. This is May. Toronto, Detroit, Miami.
Yeah. Not a lot of weekend series against your big AFC division or AFC your American League opponents with the Boston and the Yankees, but let me ask you this, Mike.
Still, baseball's here, and we can make money,
and it's a party. But
that's the key.
You gave yourself away. You're a purist. So what does Mike Rickard think about the entire league going to a designated hitter this year?
BS.
Right?
Yeah. No, thank you.
I just...
How about that other BS about no shift?
No. And you know, the thing about it that kills me is I just did a show out here. I was over here. That's why I was a little bit late coming in. I did a show out back here. And I'm like, leave it to Major League Baseball and Rob Manfred to actually try to come up with rules to keep a David from slaying the Goliaths the way the Rays have been able to with the lowest...
Exactly. It's all about the big money guys.
Well, and the thing is...
And it's infuriating.
But we're still going to do it because we still have the best farm system in Major League Baseball, and we still have Kevin Cash. He's still going to pull the strings, and we're still going to be able to enjoy the Rays in 2022. Let's just get this narrative going about this stadium. I don't want a stadium in Tampa. I get that maybe if you build it there, you'll get more farmers from Lakeland to come over. I want a stadium.
Don't minimize farmers. Iowa.
No, I'm kidding. But
I know.
I see, you know, Stu Sternberg gets 50% of the development of those 80 acres across the street. That's worth billions of dollars with condos going up 34th Street now. Keep the Rays here, build us a stadium, and continue to make the world-famous Ferg Sports Bar and Grill your home for the Tampa Bay Rays.
Well, I said this in the other show. I happened to be online doing something, and I got the notice that the baseball's back. So I text Mark Ferg, and I can't say it on the air, but he was ecstatic. We'll just say that.
Yes.
You know, very ecstatic.
Coach, it's funny. Let me tell you.
Look at the economic impact. 2020, no fans. 2021, limited fans.
Oh, yeah.
Every business around here. All these poor AAA communities, they're going to get just a taste of what they really needed. Lakeland typically has $55 million in economic impact. They'll probably get $15 million. So that's the greed of those friggin' owners.
And let me give people out there a little microcosmic. Of course, if you don't know Coach Ferg, then you don't know anybody. But if you've been here, I've been here for years. One of the things that Mark, because he's a big supporter of the Rays, and we need more.
Well, should be.
We need more. Well, yeah, but we need
they,
more.
They corporate. Saved his little business when he, all he had was a beer and wine license. And where he says the beer was warm and the food was cold. That's how he got his start.
But there's nothing better than being out here on a game day, whether it be a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, especially on
a blast.
And Coach loves to, he'll go up to you out of nowhere for no reason. He'll go, hey, you got tickets to the game? And I'm like, yeah, I do. What? He'll go, I got a pair. I'm just looking to give them away.
Yeah,
he always likes to. So come down here, enjoy these world-famous Ferg's wings and burgers, have a few, and the beer's very cold now. And then
the food's hot, and the beer's ice cold.
Yes, sir.
So what else going on this weekend? We got a couple minutes.
Just again, the regionals in town. Deshaun Watson, of course, the Buccaneers just worked a new contract for Vita Vea, so they're going to open up some money. You just got your franchised Chris Godwin, which I think is a lot. The reason why, again, I have a problem thinking about bringing in a new quarterback. It took Tom Brady till week 12 of 2020 to get this offense down, and now you're going to bring in a quarterback, and you just gave Chris Godwin $20 million to stick around. You franchised him. You franchise a wide receiver if you got a quarterback that's going to be learning an offense all year?
No, but if the quarterback whisperer, Bruce Arians, if there's a guy that can get it accomplished, it's
go.
Bruce, correct?
Yes, and the narrative is he can take a punter and make him a world-class quarterback. He did that back, I don't know if it was at Memphis.
It's a good thing you showed up because I got your swag that my friends behind me created for you. I've got your swag you didn't show last week, but anyway.
Yes, sir.
I love you anyway, buddy. We're going to do a lot of things together, and I appreciate you taking your time. So, for Barry Smith, if I can speak, the Eckerd Golf, I'm waterlogged right now. Bill Butner, the St. Pete High with Chris Blackwell. Talk about a great cat and a program right there. Coach Goog, Ray Kennedy, Joe Boudreaux, and Big Ed on the controls up in Clearwater. Thank you for listening to Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Wishing you and your families a fabulous week. God bless you. God bless America, God bless Ukraine, and have a championship week.